a.m. on Sunday, September 22nd. The event will take place on the Academic Quad at Tufts Medford and Somerville campus and is co-sponsored by the two cities. Highlights of the day include music and dance performances by student groups, pumpkin painting, crafts, face painting, and other activities for children, plus complimentary lunch and refreshments. Community Day is free and open to the public. All events are handicapped accessible and free parking is available. Events, including lunch, will take place on the main academic quad at the top of the hill by Goddard Chapel, Ballou Hall, and the Statue of Jumbo. Community Day will be held rain or shine. For more information, just search the web for Tufts Community Day, a public service message from the Tufts Office of Community Relations and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Now, we won't be there this time, WMFO, but I will tell you this, and this is what everyone looks forward to, all the hot dogs and hamburgers you can eat. I'm not kidding, but get there early, because last time, they ran out of ketchup. Speaking of gluttony, we just heard Lou Reed's acerbic nod to Americans and a distaste for the environment with the last great American whale from 1989's New York. Another, trying to pick a few topical songs here for this Climate Action Day. Before that, we heard from Air with Run from 2004's Talkie Walkie. Before that, we heard from one of my favorite local bands of late, Lady Pills, with their song Shadows off of 2019's, probably sometime in the spring, I think it was April, came out, their album Pink Void. Lady Pills are playing tomorrow night at Brighton Music Hall with Bleached and the Paranoids. They play kind of a lot, but don't take that stuff for granted. Get out there and see them, folks. We opened up the set with the Yeah Yeah Yeahs with Maps, the classic from 2003's Fever to Tell. Getting regular updates from Ryan D, who is listening from another part of the world. Hi, Ryan D. Thank you for trusting me with your show. And now here's some more music here on the Music Savage Show.
your store and then you pour on me and your sweetness, oh your sweetness, oh your sweetness was my weakness. Sweetness, oh your sweetness, oh your sweetness was my weakness. I remember when we met, I was in a sailboat dress and take me far from you. I'm stuck to you like glue. And your sweetness, oh your sweetness, oh your sweetness was my weakness. Where would I be now? You had allured me with your honey somehow.
Now we're getting into the good stuff. Not that I was holding back on you. Not that I would ever hold back on the awesome listeners of the Music Savage Show, who I feel like I'm a special guest in all of your lives right now. And I thank you for having me, much as I thanked Ryan earlier for allowing me here. I would never waste your time knowingly. I might waste it accidentally. But, in the interest of not wasting too much of it, I should probably tell you what we just heard. That last song was something called Sweetness from Uranium Daughters, a local act here from Somerville, which is right across the street from me right now, from their Half Magic EP from 2018. I love that EP. I tell you, there are just four songs on it, and I want to play them all. And they're just one of the many, many bands that I've been lucky to discover by being part of WMFO here, by being on the radio. might still be possible. I'm not sure. It might still be possible for you to shoot an email in at the WMFO homepage and ask to be included in this fall's training, because we're always open to new DJs. Well, a couple times a year anyway. But this week was one of those times. I'm so incredibly lucky, because I kind of am forced to dig in. Not forced, but I choose to dig into the local music. And because I've made this part of my weekly set, I am blown away all the time by how many incredible bands there are in this metropolitan area. Holy cow. Like the Uranium Daughters. Prior to that, we heard from the Smithereens from back in my home state of New Jersey, with Strangers When We Meet from 1992's Especially For You, which is exactly how Pat Tenezio said it one time I saw them. Prior to that, we heard another local act that I'm really enjoying, Push Flowers, with Wish You Would from their single of the same name from 2018. I dropped the ball a little there. I forgot they actually have something even newer that just came out this month. So new. And it hasn't even sunk in yet. So. So keep listening to WMFO and maybe you'll hear the new Push Flowers release. And prior to that, we heard from Girlpool, the LA duo, with Static Somewhere from 2017's Power Plant. They were around. When were they last around? Sometime last year, maybe earlier this year. I thought I heard that they had something new coming out. I could have been mistaken. There's so much good music. That's why we're here, because we just can't get enough. Can you? I hope not, because here's some more.
Ooh. your land. This land is my land. From California, well, to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. I tell you, this land was made for you.
Chercher l'or.
Death of mine.
Is it possible? Most of these 2 hours is already passed. It's 8:38 down here. 8:38 Medford time here at the corner of Boston Ave and College Ave. That's for all you stalkers out there. I'll be signing autographs promptly at 9:05. But before then, I have to tell you a few things. Like, first of all, that we just heard from the Hats. And their brand new release, their brand new song, The Girl with Purple Hair, from their new album, Chemical Drippers. Those of you who have listened to my program, my show In You All Along, which is coming up at 5 p.m. today, in case you're not sick of me yet, I love those guys. They are phenomenally talented musicians. They get the energy. They just understand how to fill a room with energy and fun. And they are having a record release party tomorrow afternoon, and I don't know what time, at Daddy Jones. But it's like noon or 2 o'clock or something like that. So plan on getting down there early. You'll have plenty of time to get to the Freedom Rally afterwards. It goes till 8. Yeah, go see the Hats. They're the best. They're like half from New Hampshire, half from Massachusetts. Before that, we had Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with the best version I know of This Land Is Your Land, from, to the best of my knowledge, 2005's Naturally release on the Daptone Records label. Before that, we heard from the Delgados, an old favorite of mine. Oh man, oh man. Oh no, I skipped a song. Oh geez, this is what happens. I told you, I just finished the end of my coffee and I was a little disappointed there wasn't more there. I skipped a song. Before the Hats, we heard from Calexico with the Ballad of Cable Hogue. That's from 2000's Hot Rail. Calexico are playing tomorrow night at the Brooklyn Trust Bank Pavilion, which I believe is the only pavilion we have with music. The one that whose name changes every other year down there in South Boston. They're playing with Andrew Bird and Iron and Wine. And I guess the weather's supposed to really warm up in the next couple of days, which would be great for that show because it's kind of open air. That's a cover of a 1992 John Cale song about a 1970 Jason Robards movie. Well, Sam Peckinpah Western starring Jason Robards. I haven't seen it myself, but I do love Jason Robards. And then, yes, prior to that was Sharon Jones, and we opened up the set with the Delgados and their song, I've Only Just Started to Breathe, which is kind of how I feel right now that I've got some coffee in me. That's from 2006's The Complete BBC Peel Sessions. Now, I do have one quick obligation that I have to discharge, as I have already here in this show. I have this obligation every hour, and that is to tell you another important story. This time, the story is very serious. Are you ready? It's about dried fruit. In fact, it's so serious that someone has actually colored in the pictures of fruit here with crayon. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Bedford, Tufts Educational Radio. I didn't expect that it was going to have you eat packaged one. Well, whatever. Anyway, here you go. Here's my legally obligated story time. Public service announcement. Public service announcement sounds so dry. All right. We got time for a few more here. You ready? Music Savage Show, WMFO.
I'm not afraid to die. from the ground. Coming to town. From the crown.
Oh, yeah. There it is. There it is. At last. You know what that means. When the Daft Punk plays, the Music Savage show is coming to an end. Quickly, what we just heard, and what I said it was, we heard from Jenny D and the Delinquents with Idle Hands, a one-off release from 2016. Jenny D and the Delinquents are playing this Tuesday with Abby Barrett and the Safes down at the Lizard Lounge in a show that I'm excited about for a number of reasons. One of the reasons is it's got the best poster ever. I hope I get a copy of that poster. That recording we just heard was a star-studded lineup featuring not just Jenny D herself, but Abby Barrett, Ed Velauskas, and G Love on harmonica, and many, many others. Eric Salt is on there. Prior to that, we heard If We Go At All, an older one of theirs, Miss.